With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. HHS Secretary Bobby Kennedy Jr. considering a move to ban government scientists from publishing in medical journals. He said Lancet, the New England Journal of Medicine, JAMA, and others are, quote, all corrupt vessels, end quote, for pharmaceutical companies. During COVID, these journals promoted the vaccines that were causing medical problems. The Trump administration is stepping up its crackdown on international students.
The State Department has halted the scheduling of new visa interviews for foreign students hoping to study in the United States. Officials say the suspension is intended to be temporary and does not apply to applicants who already had scheduled their visa interviews. The administration is preparing to add to its vetting process by expanding the screening of students' social media activity. Greg Clugston, The White House.
President Trump is asked if Russia's Vladimir Putin actually wants peace with Ukraine.
I can't tell you that, but I'll let you know in about 2 weeks. Within 2 weeks, we're going to find out very soon. We're going to find out whether or not he's tapping us along or not. And if he is, we'll respond a little bit differently.
A search continues in Arkansas.
Grant Hardin has been on the run since Sunday afternoon when authorities say he impersonated a guard and walked out through the gate of the Calico Rock Prison, a medium security facility. The Arkansas Department of Corrections says Hardin was dressed in clothing that didn't look like a standard inmate or correctional uniform. The guard opened the gate for him. Hardin has been serving time for murder and rape. His crimes were the focus of a 2023 documentary. In 2016, he briefly worked as police chief in the tiny town of Gateway near the Arkansas-Missouri border. The family of the man Hardin killed in 2017 says they're alarmed by the escape. I'm Donna Water.
This is SRN News. Another defeat for transgenderism in the United Kingdom, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
In April, the country's highest court ruled that only people who are born biologically female can be considered women under the law. Now a nationwide poll finds that most Britons think the court got it right. The YouGov survey reveals 63% of respondents agree with the justice's decision, 18% disagree, and 19% aren't sure. In fact, voters are backing efforts to roll back transgenderism in the UK, Europe, and the United States. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Catholic Archdiocese in New Orleans has agreed to pay nearly $180 million to victims of clergy sexual abuse. The committee that negotiated the agreement says the archdiocese, its parishes, and several insurers will put the money into a trust to benefit survivors. The cash will be distributed after the church emerges from bankruptcy. The suit involves more than 500 people who say they were abused by priests. This is SRN News. This year's Indianapolis 500 had the most TV viewers in nearly two decades. Correspondent Mike Hempen has more.
Sunday's Indy 500 on Fox had its biggest television audience in 17 years. Nielsen says the race averaged just over 7 million viewers, its largest audience since 2008. That's a 40% increase from last year when the race was on NBC. The number of viewers peaked at just under 8.5 million for the race's conclusion. This is only the second time since 2001 that the Indianapolis 500 has outdrawn the Daytona 500. That race, run in February, averaged 6.75 million viewers, but was delayed twice by rain. I'm Mike Hempen.
President Trump taking part in the swearing-in of Washington, D.C.'s new U.S. attorney, Jeanine Pirro. More details at srnnews.com.